This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This month, the Orange County Museum of Art in California is reopening with no fee to enter, free for the next decade after a corporate donation. About a third of museums in the U.S. do not charge, according to the American Alliance of Museums. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, museums can parlay that to financial advantage.
Museums that don't charge admission avoid some costs, because it takes money to actually take money.
There need to be staff who are selling tickets. There needs to be software resources to help communicate the ticket arrangements and do the transactions.
Michelle Moon is an independent consultant for museums. Another advantage to not requiring people to spend money is they might end up giving it to you. At the USS Constitution Museum, located near the historic ship in Boston, there were quite a few visitors in the lobby on a recent afternoon.
Hi, welcome.
The museum used to charge $3 for adults and a buck for kids. Then in the late 90s, it tried an experiment and got rid of the fee. Museum President Anne Grimes Rand says the number of visitors tripled.
With increased traffic, we saw donations and increased revenue in the store, which meant it was more profitable to stop charging admission.
Because if it's free to get in a museum, people might be more likely to enter and then spend that money on a postcard or a hat. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.